By now, public health guidelines have probably been drilled into your mind a dozen times over. Wear a mask, maintain 6 feet of social distance, check yourself for symptoms, wash your hands while you sing happy birthday twice. Well, today we have more health tips for you, but don't leave yet because they are a little different. I sat down with Eileen Gaffney, a dietetics intern at Eagle Nutrition Services, to learn about your body, your organs, those complex internal systems that defend you from illness and disease, and how you can strengthen them by being mindful of what you eat. I'm Ronia Kabun-Sugg on the Eastern Echo podcast. Keep listening to learn more.
We've talked a little bit already, and you have confirmed that there is no food, vitamin, or nutrient that will cure someone who has COVID-19. But are there ways we can kind of help our body to prevent illness?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of ways to, you know, help strengthen your immunity. And, you know, with that being said, our immune system is, you know, it's very complex, and there isn't just like kind of a one thing that will help. But boosting immunity is not exactly an accurate description of the immune system. You know, one may be able to strengthen the immune system. So some ways to strengthen your immune system include, of course, eating a well-balanced diet, exercising regularly, not smoking, getting enough sleep, and washing hands, and in our current state, wearing a mask and maintaining social distance.
Are there certain foods we can be eating to kind of help boost or strengthen our immune system?
Yeah, definitely. So there are specific, you know, kind of micronutrients and B vitamins that'll help speed recovery and help avoid getting sick. So some of those include vitamin B6, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, probiotics, and antioxidants. So a couple of like examples of dishes would be like eating a chicken and salmon salad made out of spinach with oranges. And that would cover kind of like vitamin C, vitamin B6, and some protein. You could even do like a burrito or a quesadilla with black beans, salsa, and then like onions, peppers, and mushrooms. So that would get, you know, more B6 and then vitamin C, vitamin D from the mushrooms. You know, and even if you're on the go, you could do like a bowl of cereal with milk as long as they're fortified, and they'd be fortified with vitamin D and zinc. So fresh fruits and vegetables are always best. You know, it's not winter quite yet, so we definitely have some fresh fruits and vegetables available still, you know, and the fresh fruits are going to have more of the vitamins and minerals. And it's just better for the environment to buy fresh and, you know, buying local to make sure, you know, just less transportation and easier on our environment. So with that being said, though, frozen berries do have vitamin C and can be added to smoothies, hot oatmeal, or cooked fruit. So, you know, not to say that frozen vegetables and fruits are bad, but fresh is always best.
I feel like for some people, there's this misconception of, like, if I really load up on a certain food, I'm set. Like, if I eat a ton of kale or whatever you think it may be, probably be healthy. But in the end, it's still about, like, having a balanced diet, right?
Yeah, exactly. A really good reference to kind of base your, to start, is looking at My Plate. So My Plate is going to incorporate 2 to 6 ounces of protein. So that's going to be, like, your chicken, which has B6, your seafood that contains zinc, 2 to 3 cups of dairy, and milk is fortified with vitamin D, 1.5 to 2 cups of fruit, and 2 to 3 cups of vegetables. And those fruits and vegetables are going to contain not only vitamin C, but just a ton of other different vitamins, depending on what choice you've made. And then you're going to, and then 3 to 8 ounces of whole grains.
You mentioned these things like vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. Can you talk a little more about like, what is it that these vitamins do for us? What makes them so good for our immune system?
Yeah, of course. So zinc is going to help control inflammation in the body. And that helps slow down the immune response to stress. For vitamin B6. So that's going to be like chicken, and beans, you know, like hummus, and that's critical to how your immune system functions. Vitamin C helps stimulate the formation of antibodies. So that's going to be all your citrus fruits, strawberries, kiwi. And then vitamin D is also used in just a ton of bodily functions. So this vitamin is hard to get through food alone. So that's definitely one that we like recommend for a supplement.
I know when I go to the drugstore, there are like all kinds of vitamins, multivitamins, supplements available. And like, I know even in the past I've taken vitamin C, vitamin D. But so are those things really beneficial? And if they are, how does someone know if they should consider taking a vitamin or supplement?
Yeah, so, you know, like you said, with the drugstore, there are so many options and it's really overwhelming and can definitely be really confusing. There is evidence suggesting like vitamin C in particular that can alleviate the severity and duration of the common cold, but it's still always better to obtain your needs through actual food. The recommended value for vitamin C is about 90 milligrams a day for men and 75 milligrams a day for women. So this can easily be achieved by, you know, an orange, a serving of broccoli or a kiwi. And by consuming foods instead of supplements, you're also eating the fiber, water, other vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that might not be in the vitamin. But if, you know, you're a person who is unable to eat certain foods because of medical condition or other reason, then definitely taking a vitamin or a supplement may still be beneficial. And so actually your body only uses the amount of vitamin C it needs at that time, and any excess vitamin C is excreted out. So, you know, even large doses aren't as effective as small frequent doses. But, you know, like I said a little bit earlier with the vitamin D, it's really hard to get that in your diet. So you should, you know, vitamin D is best purchased in the form of vitamin B3. And so you only need to take about 1,000 to 2,000 of the international units per day. And the bottle will say how much will be on there, usually 1,000 or 2,000 IU right on it. And there are larger doses available, but generally you don't really need to take those.
So the food's always better. Don't go crazy with the vitamins.
Yes, exactly.
As far as doing proper research about nutrition, what's the best place for people to look aside from Eagle Nutrition Services?
Yeah, so if you're planning on doing your own research on nutrition, it is super important to make sure that you're using a reputable source like the Mayo Clinic, the Center of Disease Control, and eatright.org. So there is so much misinformation out in the internet, especially regarding nutrition. You know, there's so many blogs and everybody seems to think that they're a dietitian. So, you know, it makes it really hard to decipher what is real information and what is, you know, totally untrue and just totally made up.
All right. So we cannot cure COVID-19 with our diet, but we can help strengthen our immune system with healthy life choices, adequate diet, enough sleep, proper exercise, and don't go crazy on the supplements.
Yeah. Right? Yep. You got it exactly right.
Thanks again to Eileen Gaffney for her time and expertise. Eagle Nutrition Services is open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and their office is located on the first floor of Rackham Hall. You can find more information about Eagle Nutrition Services on our website at easternecho.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.